This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Nearly 250,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and there are more than 3.5 million confirmed cases. The United States has nearly 70,000 deaths with more than 1.1 million confirmed cases. U.S. President Donald Trump says a vaccine for COVID-19 will be available by the end of the year. Mr. Trump also says the U.S. government is putting its full power and might behind remdesivir, a drug that has shown early promise as a treatment for the disease caused by the new coronavirus. Faced with 20,000 coronavirus deaths, the nation's nursing homes are pushing to get states to grant them emergency protection from lawsuits alleging inadequate care. At least 15 states have enacted measures providing nursing homes some protection from lawsuits arising from the crisis. Now the industry is forging ahead with a campaign to get other states on board. Their argument is that nursing homes should not be liable for events beyond their control, such as shortages of protective equipment and testing. Watchdog agencies and patient advocates argue that lawsuits are the only safety net to keep facilities accountable. New York is banding together with six nearby states to purchase equipment and supplies that sometimes have been hard to come by during the coronavirus pandemic. The New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, announced Sunday that the consortium will create a regional supply chain for masks, gown, ventilators, testing supplies, and other equipment vital to fighting the disease. The other states involved include Delaware, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is praising residents for mostly adhering to coronavirus social distancing rules during the warmest weekend of the spring. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday that there was enormous evidence that the coronavirus pandemic originated in a laboratory in Wuhan, China. But while highly critical of China's handling of the matter, Pompeo declined to say whether he thought the virus had been intentionally released. He was speaking on the ABC News program this week. U.S. President Trump has been increasingly critical of China's role in the pandemic, insisting that Beijing's recklessly concealed important information about the outbreak, and demanded that Beijing be held accountable. The Chinese have said the virus originated in a Wuhan market selling exotic animals like bats. Pompeo, a former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, told ABC News that he agreed with a statement Thursday from the U.S. intelligence community in which it concurred with the wide scientific consensus that the COVID-19 virus was not man-made or genetically modified. The World Health Organization said Sunday that the novel coronavirus originated in nature. Speaking on the BBC's Andrew Marr show, WHO COVID-19 technical lead Maria van Kerkhove said that the compared to other coronavirus genetic sequences available, COVID-19 is of natural origin, coming from bats. As countries across the world seek to get their economies back on track after coronavirus lockdowns are over, bicycles are being seen as a way for some commuters to avoid unsafe crowding on trains and buses. Cycling activists from Germany to Peru are trying to use a moment to get more bike lanes or widen existing ones, even if it's just a temporary measure to make space for commuters on two wheels. The standouts are Copenhagen, the capital of Denmark, where half of the daily commuters are cyclists, and the Netherlands, with its vast network of bike lanes, but countries elsewhere are catching up at different speeds. The British government had a contingency plan for the death of Prime Minister Boris Johnson after he was admitted to intensive care with COVID-19 last month. That's according to Johnson himself in an interview with the Sun newspaper. The 55-year-old returned to work Monday, a month after testing positive. He was isolated in Downing Street for 10 days before taken to the hospital. Johnson told the newspaper that he was going through liters and liters of oxygen for a long time. Prime Minister and fiancée Carrie Simmons on Saturday announced they named their newborn son Wilford Laurie Nicholas, partly in tribute to two intensive care doctors called Nicholas, who they say saved Johnson's life. The UK is among the worst hit countries in the world for COVID-19 deaths, and Johnson is facing criticism from opposition parties who say his government stumbled in the outbreak's early stages. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.